Dear people, by the banks of the river Jabbok, Jacob faced himself for the first time when God asked him, "What is your name?" That question caused Jacob to see who he really was. Once Jacob had truth with God about his true nature and character, then God gave Jacob a whole new identity. Jacob's response was to seek the name of God and seek to know God more intimately. Because God's nature and character is so incomprehensible to the mind of man, he could not tell him his name. Genesis 32, verses 24 to 29. Jacob responded by naming the place Peniel, face of God. Jacob is the first person of the Bible recorded as having an encounter with the face of God. God had come so incredibly close to Jacob that he proclaimed, "My life has been delivered." Genesis 32:30. Prior to crossing the river Jabbok, Jacob cried out to God for deliverance from his greatest fear, facing his brother Esau. Genesis 32:9-12. This fear had been eating at his heart for at least 20 years. In the face-to-face encounter, Jacob's prayer was answered, and now he could look Esau directly in the eyes. The Bible tells us, "Perfect love casts out fear." 1 John 4:19. Jacob looked into the face of perfect love, and his fears melted away. He had peace at last. Down the road of time, the Lord told Moses to bless the whole house of Israel with the same face-to-face blessing Jacob had experienced. Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. It is significant that God also told Moses that his blessing was putting his name on the children of Israel, Numbers 6:27. That is what God did to Jacob that day. He put his name upon him. One of the most profound verses in the Bible speaks of the fulfillment of this blessing. After Jesus' resurrection, he told Mary Magdalene, "Go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God." John 20, verse 17. That is the power and glory of the cross. God has made everything available to us that Christ had. Many believers long for a face-to-face encounter with God, but not every believer is willing to pay the price for such an encounter. When God comes that close to us, something is going to happen in our lives. It is a blessing and confrontation all bundled together. Our flesh and carnal nature are confronted while our spirit is being set free. Not everyone is willing to give up the self-life because they don't really know what they will gain far exceeds what they give up, Matthew 16:25. Jacob walked away from this face-to-face encounter with the Lord with a limp as the sun rose, Genesis 32:31. When I was a young believer, I was told to never trust anyone who did not walk with a limp. This means to never trust anyone who has not wrestled and prevailed with God over the power of their self-life. I believe that is still good counsel. If you really want an encounter with the Lord, be willing to pay the price, go to the cross, and you will have your encounter. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.